You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Hoofit. Head. And Hotbox.
Well, hello there, and thanks for joining us for episode 18 of The Training Dummies, recorded on October 26. I am Taylor, the Hoofit, Druid of the Guardian, and with me tonight is Rob, the Roadhouse, Monk of the Windwalker, and Daryl, the Hend, Shaman of the Restoration. This week, we recover from our bruised bums and egos from our first, or actually our second, an undergeared attempt at Mogoshan Vaults. Let's not admit too much here. We've got some people to impress. And special guests, which you'll find out here in just a second. What have you guys been doing this week in the World of Warcraft? Rob, take it away.
I don't want to steal anyone else's spotlight here, but there's been an awful lot of dailies going on, if you can believe that. So we're doing it. Yep, I've got pretty much everything, all the gear I can get out of Heroics now, and a bunch of LFR and Shot of Anger gear. So I'm rip raring to start making some progress in Mogoshan Vaults, but I'm not sure the entire team is quite there yet. But we still, even having a wipe fest in there is still pretty fun. I actually went in there healing tonight, inspired by our special guest this evening. I've been focusing a lot on the Mistweaver portion of things, so that's been really, really fun, a little bit different than what I've done in the past, so super, super cool stuff. And what have you been up to?
I've been doing dailies as well, but not the ones I probably should be focusing on. I've been mainly doing the Tillers. I just can't get myself into the Golden Lotus or Klaxi right now. I'm just trying to get the
Golden Lotus.
All my cooking up there.
What?
Yeah, the golden, did I say? Whatever, you know what I mean anyway. So that's my focus been every night that I log in, you know, plant my crops, pick them the next day, level up as much cooking as I can, do all the quests. I guess I've done some LFR as well. I did the first two with you, Rob, I think, before the reset, and then I think all three of us were in there after the reset on Tuesday, so I still have to do part two this week, so I'm probably thinking tomorrow for that. And then, yeah, like you mentioned, the Wipe Fest tonight. That's what I've been up to. Now hoof it.
Well, out of game, I've had it's a very, very busy weekend for me. Wife's birthday, parents' landmark anniversary, bunch of stuff going on. In game, I'm trying to get my item level over 450 because I've just been pet battling so much. Nah, I'm just kidding. I haven't touched
it. I was like, what?
No, yeah. So I'm on board the daily train and I hate it. I'm just about sick of them. And it makes me mad because if I had actually done them, I would have been done with some of them a couple days ago. But I'm starting to really despise them, so I haven't completed them yet. But I'm really close, and I've got a few that I've left working on, and I hear that we're getting more in the next patch. My goodness, torture. That's been about it. And on to that, let's introduce our special guest, Affinity. What have you been doing this week in the World of Warcraft?
Outside of the obvious daily train, that's been fun. I think I finally hit Golden Lotus and Klaxi Exalted or something like. I don't know what any of it is anymore. It just kind of meshes together. I've been working on my alts. I've got like four characters over 466 item level now, I think. My my priest and my druid. So, you know, I've been spending a lot of time gearing those guys up, and I'm working on my fifth, like slowly leveling the shaman and trying to enjoy my last couple of days before progression picks up again with Heart and eventually Terrace, I guess, this coming Tuesday.
Yeah, they made some sort of announcement about that today. About
it's coming out next week.
The gating.
Yeah. Oh man,
They're just screwing everything up with the gating. I give up. I don't know what they're doing anymore. I'll show up, do some dailies, you know, maybe raid if, you know, they let us, and, you know, right. Kind of take it from there.
Oh, man.
For those of you guys, for everyone who doesn't know, Affinity is the monk healer from world-class guild Blood Legion. So we're pretty excited to have him on the show tonight. We have a lot of healer-centric stuff going on. So that's a really, really cool episode we got here planned for you guys.
Yes, and we thank you for coming on the show and taking some time out of your night tonight. And we definitely have some more questions later on the topic discussion. So to get to that, let's first get through a couple of things we've got here on the list. We've got a listener email from Root. Root. Okay, so Root asks, this is Root from Hearthcast, by the way. So he asks, what are the differences in the training dummies that we're supposed to practice on? And is this the damage done on them realistic in what we should see in an on-level dungeon or raid? So Hend DPSs every now and then, but I don't think you training dummy a whole lot. Rob, I know you do as well as I do. So let's go ahead and have you answer that first.
Well, there's a couple. If you're into Orgrimmar, or I guess it doesn't even matter Orgrimmar, there's some right outside of the Shrine of the Two Moons now, but there's little grouped up ones that you can kind of practice AoE on, and then there is boss, like normal boss dummies, and then there's raid dummies. And really, I don't think, we were talking a little bit before the show, and Affinity had mentioned too, there's not a whole lot of patchwork fights this tier, so there's not a lot of best case scenario stand there, do nothing DPS fights, so they're not really realistic. It's a measuring stick for yourself if you're trying to get your rotation down, if you're trying to, you know, you want to try something new, you want to swap out some glyphs or talents, if you want to get in and see, maybe do something you haven't done before. It's kind of a way to test that out, but really I don't think the dummies are what they used to be in terms of a really being able to see what kind of numbers you can put out. I know they added the new raid training dummy in over in Shattrath. I haven't had a chance to go check that out yet, but that one actually provides you all your raid buffs and everything as well. So, you know, if you're wanting to try and measure it in a raid environment, you can go do that. You can see maybe best case scenario what you'll put up, but it's not going to be super accurate in terms of running around and really putting down numbers.
Right. I wanted to add in... Oh, wait, what?
What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you kind of stole one of my things. You stole it! That's all right.
You let me go first, man.
Dang it. I know, I shouldn't do that. But, I think for the most part, you're right. The fights don't work like they used to. What you're going to find, though, is, as Rob was saying, this is going to help you if you're trying out something new. Maybe you're switching from one spec to another and you're not used to what the procs look like or how often they occur, and you're just trying to get a feel for, you know, how often things are going to work, when you should use certain things. That's when the training dummies are going to be more beneficial for you at this time. There's no, at least, the training dummies don't provide you with, well, we provide you with a buff, but the game training dummies don't provide you with a sort of buff that you might get in certain mechanics. You know, if you stand here, you take no damage and you get no interrupts and you do twice as much damage, or you know, any mechanics that make you do more than you normally are physically capable of doing don't get taken into account on the training dummy. So across all those things, this is not a baseline tool for you to say, unless you state it, you know, I can pull this much on a training dummy. Okay, you know, if that's the baseline, then that's the baseline. But I wouldn't say this is, you know, if you can pull it on a training dummy, then that's what you can do in a raid, because it might be completely different depending on how much movement you have to do or what kind of mechanics come into play and either make you do more or less depending on the situation. So, moving on Twitter and on Facebook, we asked you guys out there if there's any boss... or heroic five-man strategy request that you guys kind of needed help with. Rob, why don't you go ahead and take these, since these are at you, man. Rob?
I did. I asked, yeah. I was okay. on something going on here. This first one is from a Trumbull Outline. He says, he's asking about the one boss that does the gripping balls that tells people to DPS and remove the rage. And I'm 99% sure he's talking about the final boss over in the Shadowpan
Monastery.
Yeah.
Shadowpan Monastery. Well, that one's gripping balls. pretty annoying mechanic. I wouldn't say it's even really any harder on heroic than it is on normal, but it's really annoying because he does that purple swirl that goes around him too, and people love to stand in that, and that just pretty much takes you to town on taking damage. But so basically, there's a little hate meter that you'll see at the bottom of the screen, and that slowly builds up as you fight this guy. And when it does fill up all the way, you need to hit the button at the bottom. It's like the old Altraxian, you know, special action bar button. You need to hit that button, and that will put you into like a little Zen meditation thing that'll allow you to wipe out the stacks that you've consumed. And then every 10, 20 seconds or so, three different purple globes will spawn around, and you actually just need to go and take those out as quickly as possible. You do that, and you just DPS the boss down. Like I said, it's more annoying than anything.
Yeah, you want to interrupt his rising hate, and whenever he casts the big swirly purple thing, either stand in it or stand out of it, but don't stand in the path of it, because it hurts a lot.
Affinity, yeah. Did you have any tricks, like healing tricks for that boss?
I hate to say it, but I haven't been paying attention to Galleon's fund on my server. Hey, guys, give me a second.
Oh, really? You're able to get in there right now?
It's a 50%. Like, we literally just killed it, and the server crashed, and it respawned again.
Huh.
Good old Illidan. Okay, I've got a tag. I'm sorry. Ask the question again.
All right.
We were just... someone was asking about the final boss in Shadowpan, the guy that does the anger-hate business.
Apparently, you can interrupt them?
You can interrupt gripping balls?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, someone was saying you could... I don't know how to do that fight. I mean, you just kill things and pray. I really don't pay attention to that fight. That's like my least favorite five-man fight right there, because I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, it's our least favorite five-man as well over here.
Yeah, I think I've okay. only done it once.
Oh, that's annoying. It's not hard, it's just annoying. And it's ridiculous. All right, well... Irrelevant guy asks, when we asked him what kind of boss or heroic strats he needed help with, he said, yes, please, the real life boss is not enough time to play. Debuff has him stuck at level 88. My suggestion for that is figure out who you want to be mad at you the least and go with that. And,
not forget, right?
Depending on how your life is working out. And hopefully you don't have the pet battle debuff stuck on you as well. Because I hear that's a bummer for leveling.
Right.
Sleep is for the weak.
He's missing out on so many dailies, though.
Oh.
God, it's so much fun. Like, he has no idea
level
what he's missing out on.
Stay level 88.
Yeah, this is my suggestion. Don't
stay
don't
as
level
long
up.
As you can.
Oh, man. And this game is awesome until you hit 90. So just stay at 89.9 and...
That's a good level.
And enjoy Pandaria for its beauty before you get those blue question marks popping up all over your mini-map.
Now, Affinity, you said you actually you hit Exalted with a couple of the factions earlier. Are you going to keep doing those, or are you going to mark those off now?
I don't know. If I can find a decent way to, you know, Valor Cap every week on my main, then I'll try not to do them. But, I mean, Valor Capping is really awful right now. So it's kind of like, you know, you do dailies or you don't cap. So
yeah,
I guess I'll get stuck doing them.
I don't think I found a good way to do that yet.
Hey, yeah, Galleon died. Gold! Yay!
What about
our loot system? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you only get the the charms of the lesser good fortunes or whatever from the dailies. Do you care about the gold coin extra loot roll off of stuff?
Okay, as a healer, these are, at least in Blood Legion, these are literally your best friend. Like, even though you only ever get gold from the thing because, I don't know, Blizzard hates me or something, it's still like a healer's best friend, because in Blood Legion and in most top-end guilds, from my understanding, they always gear your healer last. So it's like, you know, if you've got the coins, you can use the coins, and it does, you know, that's completely independent of everybody else. So, you know, the healers basically call it, you know, their best friend in Blood Legion. So as much as it sucks that it's tied to dailies, like, and you always get gold, it's better than, you know, not getting loot at all.
Yeah. That just means you have to keep doing more and more dailies. But hey, they're going to introduce more dailies next patch. So.
No, yeah, more dailies.
Yeah.
More reps. But
as for the Valor Capic, they've buffed the amount of Valor you get from random heroics. It's now 80 Valor versus the 30 it was 2 days ago.
Well, it's 60 your first run, and then 30 subsequent runs. So it's probably 80 in that, and then 40, I bet. Because you get double on your first run. Just like if you do the if you do the scenarios, you get, well, unless they buffed it, I didn't check. But prior to hypothetical buff, you got 30 and then 15 for everyone thereafter. And those are pretty quick. So, I mean, if you're totally sick of dailies, you could mix that up and do those a little bit, because the scenarios probably take less time, especially if they've buffed it. But, yeah, the five-man's really, they're pretty quick, too.
Yeah.
MMO Champion actually has a Valor Point increase thing. It's a couple articles down, but the scenarios, the heroic dungeons, the challenge modes have all been buffed a significant amount. So that's nice. I mean, maybe I'll go do, you know, five-man or scenario for a change. That'll actually be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, some of those dailies are just so grindy. They're just grindy. Oh,
the Klaxi ones especially, I thought.
Yeah. I don't mind it, you know, when some of them are kind of fun or whatever, you know. Okay, I fly on a dragon and spit water on stuff or bomb things. Okay, that's okay. But you know, I remember hearing other podcasts saying they don't like collecting 10 bear butts and all those things and handing those stuff in, but I mean, we've got a whole bunch of those, you know. Get shackles, get shards, get this, get that, kill 200 manted. It's a lot of dailies, All right,
yeah, well. Make sure and use the stomp when you get in that in the bug to kill the 200 guys, too. I know that's one of Affinity's favorite moves. Use the knockback.
I think they need more poop collection quests, honestly. I could go for some more poop collection dailies.
So right.
That'd be okay.
Well, whatever happened to the flinging poop? I mean, we had that right out the gate in Jade Forest. We got the fling poop twice. Once as Rico himself, and then once flinging other people's poop. I mean, we just never have
enough poop flinging. I mean,
I know, right? They didn't want to burn you out on the fecal fun there, I guess, and maybe they'll bring that back in 5.1.
There'll be more 5.1 dailies. They've got more options for it.
Well, on leveling my, I've got 390s, and I'm starting a fourth protection warrior, and I just got to the Rico quest, and the wife was watching me do that, and I was on the part where I think it's the third part where Rico's flinging poo and punching people in the face. It's just like, is he throwing poop? He is.
Don't ask.
He is throwing it. Well, all right, let's get on topic. We've got through our Twitter questions and emails for the day. So this is all about Affinity and Blood Legion. Let's go ahead and get all over this.
Let's totally start off. Affinity, how long have you been playing World of Warcraft?
Long enough to know dailies suck. No, in seriousness, since Vanilla WoW, I was like, what, 13? I'm 20 now. I've basically been playing WoW since the game came out, you know, to one degree or another.
What got you into healing? Have you been healing since Vanilla?
Oh, no, I mean, I actually started as a rogue. I was a really bad rogue, but I played rogue for a while, and I guess the most simplest way of saying what got me into healing is I'm kind of a control freak, and as a healer, you've got a lot more control over, you know, the raid's health and kind of what's going on and the success of the raid to a limited degree. So I just kind of, you know, moved into, you know, the role of healing. I think a lot of it came from, like, you know, in a five man, it was like, you typically either wiped because your tank was stupid, your healer wasn't healing, and that was, you know, usually kind of about it, and I just kind of gravitated more towards the healing side of it.
Oh, well, before I ask you this next question, I gotta ask, so you started playing when you were 13, and you said you were a really bad rogue. Do you, that's pretty insightful. Do you think 13 was a rough time to start, or was it just that you were just bad as a rogue?
I mean, you know, at that age, it's kind of like, you know, you're getting off of, like, you know, Habbo Hotel and crap. So it's kind of like, you know, it was a whole new thing. And I don't know, at that age, it's really hard to focus enough on the actual game and, like, improving your play style. You're, you know, you're more looking at the, you know, the ooh shinies and things of that nature rather than, you know, the nitty gritties of, you know, am I doing my rotation right or what have you.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. All right. Well, okay, so explain, what is Blood Legion, and how did you end up in Blood Legion?
What is Blood Legion? It's a guild of like-minded nerds who want to achieve kind of the ultimate glory in slaying e-dragons, I guess would be the best way to put it. Blood Legion's been, you know, a decently high-ranked guild for a while, as far as the U.S. scene is concerned, and, you know, they're just now recently starting to burst out more into the world rankings. I don't know, I guess that's the best way to put it. We're currently, like, ranked 5th in the world or something like that, and, you know, cruising along, trying to raid as much as possible and sleep as little as possible.
Nice. And so how did you end up in Blood Legion? Was it like an application process, or were you part of a group of people that knew each other and started it, or how does that work?
I've only been in Blood Legion for, gosh, how long has it been? I joined a month before Firelands progression started. So it's over a year. I think it's like 2 years in, I want to say May. So, you know, the guild was obviously in full swing at that point. I was just, you know, a typical recruit. It was a pretty simplistic, you know, fill out an application, sign your life away, do, you know, a mumble interview, sign your life away again, and, you know, join the guild.
Oh. You have, like, I'm just asking a serious question. So do you actually, like, have a actual contract obligation?
No, it's a joke. I mean, you know, okay. You're basically signing yourself away when you're playing at this level. You know, we raid a
you
lot.
You are required
but
to play.
Right,
you
know, right.
No, there's
some,
no,
I mean, some people,
you know,
take it to a pretty crazy level, so I didn't know if it's like,
no,
you
it's,
will
it's,
be here.
No, it's a joke, you know. Like, it's, I don't know. I mean, you're kind of signing, you know, a logical contract in your head when you say, you know, I'm going to join this crazy guild that raids these crazy hours. But no, there's no, like, you know, if you decide to G quit, you can't go to, you know, what other guild or, you know, what have you. There's
okay.
Nothing that crazy. Thank God. That would be insane. No non-competes.
All right.
So I know we kind of mentioned this earlier, but what's your main for this tier or this expansion? And do you plan on sticking with that?
My main currently as of this specific tier is a Mistweaver Monk. The reason why I say this tier is because I'm kind of in a fluid situation. Like, you know, like I said earlier, I've got, you know, two monks, a druid and a priest at level 90, and I'm working on a shaman. I'm kind of more of a flexible player right now. You know, when I joined the guild, in Firelands, I was a resto druid. I swapped in Dragon Soul to a priest, and I played Discipline, and then now I'm a Mistweaver Monk. So I'll kind of do what I need to facilitate a more solid, cohesive roster, rather than just kind of, you know, playing what I want to play or feel that, you know, I play better.
Yeah, I know for one of the progression fights, you actually swapped out, right? You didn't just keep your monk all the way through.
No, I actually ended up being on my Discipline Priest for Garajal, which I wasn't too pleased with having to be on my Priest, because I insisted Priests were trash and we would never use one in progress, and lo and behold, there I was sitting on my Priest, so I was kind of, you know, not too pleased with that. But yeah, I mean, I've got it. If we need it, you know, I can switch to it. And if, you know, we get a kill, then we get a kill. It doesn't matter if I'm in, not in, you know, on, you know, whatever character.
So as for their world rankings, I think Paragon had the world first 10-man heroic in Mogoshan, and Method had the world first 25. Now, where does Blood Legion fit into this? You mentioned fifth overall, so you guys had the fifth, you guys, was it fifth 25-man, or what exactly, how exactly does Blood Legion fit into this ranking?
I'll be completely honest, I'm looking at WoW Progress now because I don't remember. Oh. Okay, so it's fifth overall, fourth 25-man in the world, and then U.S. second for that one, and then we had, you know, multiple firsts for, I think, a bunch of the previous bosses. I really don't pay attention to it much. I slay bosses, collect loot, or as it is, gold, you know?
Right, go with yeah.
It. All right. Well, what about your motivation? How does this... is this just something you just woke up one morning and said, you know what, I'm applying for one of the top tier guilds in the world, and that's what I want to do? What motivates you to want to do this type of raiding?
You know, it's really hard to say what got me motivated into it originally. I would say now a lot of the motivation is just I enjoy playing at the level that I do with the people that I play with. As far as what motivated me to get into Blood Legion, I honestly can't say. It was just kind of one of those things that, you know, I was in a guild, I wasn't happy with the guild, and I kind of went, eh, hell, why not? And, you know, here I am, and I'm, you know, I'm enjoying it, I'm having fun with it. I would say a lot of my continuing motivation at this point ties a lot into the fact that I stream and I'm interacting with people, and, you know, it's not just I know a whole bunch about this class or whatever, it's, you know, I'm actually able to answer questions and relay all of this information that I've gathered about it as well.
Awesome. Well, you'll have to make sure that you pimp that out a lot at the end of the show.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. This next like little question part really is more I guess discussion and talking about what you do. I've watched your stream quite a bit, and I've picked up a lot of what you use. But if you want to talk about maybe your UIs, your add-ons, your UI, your must-haves, the quality of life, the kind of things that you use that you feel like make you successful or give you that kind of cutting edge.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, as far as must-haves are concerned, in all reality, none of the add-ons are really a must-have. Like, if you had to raid with default UI, you could make it happen. So honestly, I would say a lot of it's more of a quality of life thing. The only thing that I would really put under a must-haves at this point is weak auras. Assuming that you can finally figure out how to actually work the frickin' add-on, there's just a lot going on with it. You know, you can use it for boss timers. You can use it to pick up combat log entries. You can use it like, you know, power auras works with, you know, tracking buffs or debuffs or, you know, your energy resources or what have you. It's just... I was literally, when I switched from power auras to weak auras, I was literally able to get rid of like three other add-ons and just build it all into this one add-on, which for me is really nice because, you know, you can access just a whole bunch of different add-on sets underneath one add-on if you actually know how to code it properly. Other things that I would consider kind of higher up there, almost a must-have but not necessary, would be things like proper raid frames. Like, I prefer Voodoo. I used Grid for a really long time. You can use default UI, but I really don't want to. You just don't have a lot of customization with it. The biggest concern is, you know, if you want, you know, your Renewing Mists or, you know, your Prayer of Mending up in the left-hand corner, you can't do that with Blizzard raid frames. You know, it's just kind of, it shows information where it shows information. And, you know, with Voodoo and with Grid and Healbot, I guess, can do it too. There's just, you know, you can customize it to what fits for you rather than using something that, you know, works for somebody else. Anything else? I like LVUI. I mean, it makes things look nice. Definitely not a must-have. I would really say, you know, as a raider, the only things that you really should have to worry about is, at least from a healer perspective, raid frames, weak auras, and, you know, maybe a proper like boss add-on for timers.
Now, I know, like I said earlier, I was actually healing tonight, and I get really, when I'm not in a super comfortable position, I get really tunnel visioned. So there's add-ons like GTFO, and I know you were teasing in your stream the other day about kind of how silly it is. But for me, like if I didn't have that add-on tonight, man, I would have been in a world of hurt. Is there what would you recommend in terms of increasing your raid awareness or being able to be efficient without relying on add-ons?
There's really no like end-all be-all solution to this, because I mean, if you watched my stream just the other night, you know, I rolled into a flanking orders on Spirit Kings, like, you know, you're gonna tunnel vision and you're going to do really, really stupid stuff. It's just, you know, part of your nature as a human being. Really what I would suggest, like GTFO, I was kind of laughing about it because it's a really obnoxious add-on when you're standing and stuff.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's kind of the purpose of it, right? I think it's a good learning tool. You know, if you're having problems with it, pick it up, but you shouldn't have to rely on something to tell you that you're being stupid. You should actually be able to, you know, be aware that, you know, you're standing in you know, the bad stuff or whatever. But I would say it's a good learning tool. The biggest thing for me that helps with awareness, and I went through a really, really hard transition between Firelands, Heroic Ragnaros progression into my existing UI, where, you know, I had everything kind of, you know, bottom of the screen, kind of out of the way and nowhere near my character frame. So it's kind of like, you know, you're scanning and going all over the place and you're just not really focusing on one area of your screen. And as a result, I made a lot of really stupid mistakes. You can ask anyone in Blood Legion, and they will give me endless crap about how poorly I did on that fight. But moving my raid frames and my weak auras to kind of more of a centralized position near your character frame has helped me a lot, because that way you're just kind of, you know, on an even plane, just kind of scanning back and forth between your raid frames and where your character's standing. As opposed to, you know, like looking off in South Africa down by your action bars, you know, where your raid frames are. So that's really all I can suggest, is try and consolidate everything, you know, in a centralized area somewhere close to your character so that you can at least keep track of it. But for now, use GTFO. It'll tell you when you're standing.
I use it to
that
make
does not give haste, I promise you.
I use it to make dance mixes too, so that's another benefit.
Yeah, it's great for those. I installed the add-on one day because someone was talking about it, and I just went in, I think it was back in Dragon Soul, I did like an LFR and I purposely just stood in everything just to see how obnoxious the add-on could get. It's pretty great.
Yeah, it works.
So for gearing up, you can get Valor gear from the vendors. Is it worth grinding all the dailies to get all your reps up?
That's a good question, Hand, because you're not grinding anything.
I know.
Worst system ever.
I know. I agree.
I mean,
but is it worth it?
No. No, but yes. But no, but yes. It is, unfortunately. I really despise this system because the last thing I want to do is dailies. And, you know, they're like, well, like, you're going to do some dailies. I hope you enjoy. And, I mean, I've gotten a couple of pieces. Like, I've got, I think, the necklace and, you know, a couple of other pieces. And we're really supposed to be maintaining, like, what we consider our main alts and doing dailies on those. But I haven't been doing them. I can't do it on alts. I would say for a main, it's really good because, I mean, what else are you going to spend the Valor on? You know, like, you got to spend it on something. You're going to get capped in 3 weeks. So it's kind of like the gear can help. It's better than LFR. But is it the same as normal Mogu? I'm not sure anymore. I would say it helps, but at the end of the day, really dailies, why?
The gear right now feels double gated to me because you have to do the dailies in order to unlock the vendors, but you also have to grind Valor in order to buy the gear. Unlike like in Kata, you opened up, you know, you got the rep with Hygel and you could go in and buy the boots or the belt or whatever with just gold. You know, now it's like you have to unlock the rep and then you have to grind the Valor, and, you know, so it's like this double gating thing.
My understanding, the reason why they did it is because, you know, at the end of Cataclysm, everyone's going, there's nothing to do. Oh my God, what do I do with my time? And now they're just kind of like, well, now you have something to do. And now everyone's kind of going, they suck. I hate this game. This is stupid. So it's like a really, really, really poorly applied Band-Aid. It's like they forgot how to put a Band-Aid on correctly. Yeah, I mean, they're just kind of like, you know, instead of you complaining about having nothing to do, we'd rather hear you complain about how bad dailies are.
Having too much to do.
You know, every time I see people like really griping about something, I always think, be careful what you ask for, because they're going to put something in there, and you're not going to like that either.
And then tie it to dailies. I was talking about it on my stream the other night as well, where it's kind of like, you know, you're either complaining about doing nothing in AFK in, like, Shrine of the Two Moons or whatever the current capital city is, you know, just kind of chilling out, talking in trade chat or whatever, or you're complaining about having to do all these dailies. So it's kind of like, you're complaining or you're complaining. The difference is you're complaining while you're doing something.
My hands hurt from all the dailies.
I think the worst part about the entire gear from vendor system is the fact that the JP stuff was completely useless.
It was useless out of the game.
You didn't want any of it. And, you know, it's evident because they fixed it, sort of. Like, they made it, like, 458 or whatever. And then they, like, lowered the PvP gear after I bought all of it, of course.
right.
to try and put them on an even playing field or whatever. But it's like, overall, it just, like, the whole JP and Valor system really just felt like a really poorly executed system. Valor makes a little bit more sense, though, because they were going to give us the Valor, like, upgrade system, like, where you would spend Valor to, like, just add item level and stats to your existing gear. Right. Like, that was supposed to go in with Mop Launch. It didn't really go in. So I'm pretty sure, like, Ghostcrawler just kind of, like, you know, walked in, you know, like, his sweatpants one day and was just kind of like, hey, guys, we need a solution because this isn't ready. And everyone's just like, we'll give him some dailies. And they just kind of went with it.
You know, one thing I noticed, especially with because I've been focusing on doing up Mistweaver stuff, was I believe it's the Golden Lotus Quartermaster. The shoulders and the chest that come out of there, they don't even have spirit on it. So I'm looking at that stuff, doing the math, going, is this even better than my heroic, you know, my 463 gear? So I don't know. Especially for you, what do you think about that? I think you had some crafted pieces, but is that stuff even worth buying?
What, the crafted pieces or the non-spirit?
The Valor non-spirit gear. Because spirit is...
I think it's one of those things that, you know, like, if you're only losing, you know, like 100 or 200 spirit from, you know, the blue to the epic, and you're gaining a whole bunch of other stats, you know, like, of course, factoring in the reforging, then you might as well just grab it, because, like, you know, you're going to hit a point where you can't spend your Valor anyways. It was kind of annoying when I was trying to build a gear set out of Valor gear, realizing that there was a lot of non-spirit gear, and that sucks because healers rely so much on spirit. But it's kind of like, you know, if you get it unlocked, then it's there and you can take it, and, you know, it'll be decent until you can get proper spirit gear.
I know what you are saying from a tanking perspective, because I haven't found a single freaking piece of leather with dodge on it anywhere.
It's gone now.
I'm like, everything I mean, and
re-roll,
all,
you know,
it's like, hey, we're going to make a new spec and not give you any, you know, the only avoidance stat you have, and we're not going to make any gear with it. So everything I have is reforged into dodge, every single thing. All into dodge. But I know, like I said,
it really feels like they just threw in the Valor system, like, as late as possible, because they're like, nah, upgrade system's not ready, here's some gear. Like, I don't even remember there being gear in early beta when they were talking about the Valor upgrade system. Like, I could be wrong, but, like, it's just it is what it is, and it sucks.
I thought it worked well in Cataclysm, the Justice and the Valor system. It's kind of wonky with how they've obviously made some mistakes, because they hotfixed them right away, but I it's like you said, it's kind of a wacky Band-Aid right now.
Well, I mean, I kind of agreed about the existing, or the Cataclysm model, where it was kind of like, you know, go into a dungeon. If you didn't get the gear, don't worry about it. You can buy it off of a vendor. I can kind of understand them wanting to pull away from that system a little bit, but they've fundamentally changed an entire system without the actual replacement system being implemented. You know, there wasn't the Valor system.
Right.
Well, like what I'm saying, like,
so
when
it
you
just didn't work.
Yeah. Well, just before they hotfixed it, you had to have a certain item level to get into the level 90, you know, heroics, and the gear that you could get wasn't even that item level.
And yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, so it was like, well, how
manually
the heck
get a guild group manually run in? Like that's what I did.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't enough people at the time.
Yeah.
when you were doing it, yeah.
Yeah. So, kind of on the point of the UI question, I had a question about macros. Do you like macros? Do you use them? And if so, what's some of your favorite macro usage or functionality? We just can't have a show without talking about macros, even if it's just in a question.
You know, I like macros. I did Star Wars, like Blood Legion actually did some like Saturday Star Wars like raiding for a while, and not having macros was like the worst thing ever. I'm really simplistic with my macros, though. You know, I don't have like the if you can fly, then mount, you know, invincible. If you can swim, then, you know, do whatever. Like, I really just use really simplistic, you know, slash cast at mouse over, like, life bloomers, you know, whatever. Like, that's
so
that's
you are
really
a mouse, a fan of mouse overs, then.
I love mouse overs. I always.
Yes.
High sweet five and a bro fist to you.
Yep. You heard it from world class. World class healer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, let's say that again.
Over macros.
Yay!
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
My life is now complete. I can go do more dailies now.
I wish we had, like, mouse over macro dailies. You just mouse over it and it's done.
Right. That'd be great. Sign me up for those.
Those are coming in 5.1, I think.
I might even do those ones.
Oh, man. I think we just proved the point. You know, all the naysayers that say macros play the game for you, we have not yet figured out a way to make a mouse over daily done macro.
Dude,
so
if there's a mouse over that will play the game for me, sign me up. Please point it out to me. I will take one. Please give me one.
That will do your dailies for you.
If it will do my dailies for me and it's not considered botting, sign me up.
Well, I wanted to do a little bit of bullet point, maybe some nutshell stuff, because I know you play all the healing classes that I can see, except for Paladin. Is there a reason why you shy away from Paladin?
One of our Paladins in the guild, Nodos, he has, like, I kid you not, like 17 of the frickin' things. So it's kind of like, you know, when it comes to an alt raid, it's kind of like, we need a Paladin. And Nodos is like, ooh, me. So
I got this.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you can do it. I don't care.
Well, do we each have a dual spec? Has every possible talent combination of healing spec ever. And glyphs.
We can...
Nodos got one. He's ready.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
So we can run down the ones that you do have and just do a quick, like, good, bad, ugly, glyph, stats kind of thing here. Let's start off with the monk, since that's your main this tier. What's the good, bad, ugly glyphs and stat priorities for a monk?
Glyph wise, I use like the only ones that are static are like Renewing Mist, and Manatee, and then I'll use like I typically have Spinning Crane Kick glyphed, but I never use Spinning Crane Kick, so that'll usually swap out for like Zen Meditation on Will of the Emperor. But for the most part, those are kind of the only ones. The exceptionally vital one is the Spirit Roll Minor Glyph. Like, it is incredible on runbacks when you can just roll your way to victory and get there first. Like, it was better when Quicken the Dead wasn't nerfed, but it's like, roll. Oh, hey, we're here. Okay, we've got a food buff. Like, it reduces your runbacks so much. But that's kind of about it for glyphs. They really kind of gutted the entire glyph system for, like, everybody. It's really not that exciting anymore. As far as stat weights are concerned, Reforged Light is your friend. It does all the work for me. It's like 1345 haste. Spirit. And then I've been playing with Crit instead of Mastery. I would always recommend Crit for 10-man, but I'm really leaning more towards Crit for a 25-man setup as well, because you don't have to worry about the little orbs on the ground and if people actually run through them.
Even with the... Well, I guess it doesn't matter yet. I was reading some of the notes for 5.1, and it looks like they're seriously buffing those orbs.
They're buffing the other orbs. They're buffing the healing sphere castable spell.
Oh, the intentional orbs, then, not the...
The not one the that's random. Not even on my bar keybound. Yeah, they're buffing that
right,
one.
Exactly,
Mastery's right. Just kind of stays the same. I mean, Mastery is really good in a 25-man. It averages like 8 to 10% of my healing, depending on the fight when people are stacked up. It just, you know, in a 25-man, it just kind of, you know, it spawns next to, you know, Bob and Billy Joe's standing, you know, 3 feet to the right, and it just kind of procs.
Yeah.
But it's not scaling as well as everything else is. Like, it kind of hits a, you know, a threshold, and it just kind of, like, plummets, and it's just really not good. Like, I reforged completely out of Mastery into Crit, and I lost like 1% Mastery healing, and I gained like 100 individual crits on like Uplift and like 150 on Renewing Mists. Oh, so wow. I was just kind of like, eh, we'll just go Crit and pray to God that the RNG gods are on our side tonight.
Nice. All right, for Priest then, what do you let's go over the quick.
This is when I give. This is when I give my disclaimer of. I've really been tunnel visioning on the monk because it's a new class. Mm-hmm. So my information about the other classes are literally just, I go, hey, so-and-so, you know, that's in the guild. What do you do for this fighter? What's your stats priority? What's your glyph? So I can tell you what I'm doing now, but I can tell you with certainty that I really have no idea what I'm talking about. So it's probably wrong. Priest, I know for sure. Spirit Mastery is disc is the way to go. Glyphs... I don't remember what glyphs I'm using on that thing. I want to say, like, I was using Penance for a while and I got rid of it. But, like, most of the glyphs... Oh, yeah. Okay, Priest glyphs were awful. I remember now. Terrible glyphs. I'm using, like, Inner Sanctum, which is, like, spell damage is reduced by 6% and the movement speed's increased by, like, 6%. Glyph of Fade is, like, you know, a personal cooldown that I always forget to use. And then Holy Fire becomes instant. No, that's, oh, nice. That's beautiful. I like that one. Pretty sure everything else is about useless. Like, I don't even have any minor glyphs in right now. So either I'm dumb and I just haven't looked at them properly, or those aren't important anymore.
I haven't really seen a minor must-have on any class yet. So
What? Druids,
what are you talking
man.
About?
Glyph of the Tree.
What's the...
Hello?
Oh,
Glyph of the Tree
well,
is a
yeah,
must-have.
Duh. No, and I like the little
I'm
toot
offended.
Cloud on the monk, though, too.
Oh yeah, that's a pretty good one. You can fish off that, so that's good.
You can, and you can herb or mine or whatever off it too. So
what?
Oh, don't forget the Tebow glyph on the paladin. That's a must.
Oh
have as
yeah,
well.
You know what?
That is a must have.
I'm eating my words here. There are minor glyphs that are must have.
I don't know if any people come out of the woodworks. You might have hate mail tomorrow.
Send it to
what
us.
Were you yeah. thinking, Rob? Jeez.
Yeah, I forgot the Tebow glyph on the paladin.
He knows nothing.
That is must have. Have to have that one.
That's a raid wiper if you don't have that one, for sure. All right, I think I saw you on your druid in an alt raid the other night. So is your druids all up and going? What do you think about druid healing right now?
Druid makes me sad. Is it bad if I say sad panda? I'll just say sad panda, whatever. They're kind of like, you know, monks and druids kind of fill the same role where they're kind of like, we heal and maybe we heal a little bit, but, you know, we just don't have any utility. You know, we don't have a real cooldown. We don't have any utility. You know, like, priests have, you know, barrier, they've got mana him. Paladins have, like, an assortment of everything because, you know, they just love giving them utility. Shaman have mana tides, so you buff my monk's mana, which makes me happy. And then druids just kind of like hanging out there, just kind of like, hey guys, I've got iron bark. Druid throughput's really not there either. You know, they've been buffing priest and they just kind of like forgot that druids existed. It's kind of like, I don't know, I'm not too happy with them right now. Reforging?
Yeah,
reforging? Reforged Light, can I say that again?
Yeah, absolutely, yep. Damn, is it safe to say that Spirit is just going to be your go-to stat for any healing class right now?
As of right now, until you're comfortable with your mana, spirit, and a little bit more spirit on the side if you so choose for more spirit.
Yep. Okay. And then
there's a haste break point. It's like 30, 42, or 40, 32 or something like that. I don't remember.
But Reforged Light will tell you that then.
I don't remember if Reforged Light was accurate for Druid or not. Let me just look at my armory, because that's a good thing to do. 30-44 is the haste that I'm at right now, so I think it's 30-42-ish for the haste break point. And then everything else has just kind of been, you know, spirit mastery at that point on that guy.
And last but certainly not least, because we got a fellow shaman here tonight, what are you, where are you with shaman heals?
It's 86.
Not with it yet. I don't know. They seem pretty legit. I've gone into LFR with a couple, and they're tearing it up.
Shaman are doing really good right now. Like, I'm really pleased with where shaman healing is. I just haven't leveled mine yet. Spirit. Yay, spirit. I think shaman should value spirit even more, simply because you buff my monk's mana, so you can go as much spirit as you want.
You're writing that down, hand?
You don't need general. I don't care. I want your mana tied. You're going spirit. I want to say they're going Spirit Mastery 2 or Spirit Crit, maybe? I'm not honestly sure, because I just haven't played it yet. It's on my to-do list, right behind dailies.
Yeah, I think I've gone Spirit Mastery on mine. I got the 3,000 breakpoint for haste, and then I went Mastery after that.
Like I said, if you've got Spirit, you're doing it right, so whatever.
All right. Well, this might apply to us, but do you have any advice for casual raiders? Tips for being successful and looking like a pro? You know, are flask and food buffs necessary as well?
Are flask and food buff necessary? Yes. As a healer, yes, because you get more spirit.
especially if you're a panda, all that doubled up stuff there.
I would say that you should still try and, you know, you should really min-max, you know, just because, you know, you're not number one in the world or number one in the U.S. or, you know, whatever your target rank might be in your mind, you know, you can still play at the highest level that you can play at. You know, I played in very casual guilds for very, very long times, and I tried to focus on min-maxing as much as humanly possible, because you being successful in your raid just makes the raid for the, you know, the other players that much easier, regardless of what level you're at. You know, maybe having, you know, the 300 stat food versus, you know, the 275 if you can afford it, isn't going to get you a boss kill, but at least you can say at the end of the raid, I put in 110%. So I would always say, you know, try and min-max as much as possible. Outside of any other advice, get a really good UI. Be comfortable with what you're looking at.
All right. Well, we had a Twitter question for you. This comes from, once again, we've got Trimble Outland. Do you think smite healing will be a possible option for guilds before the last patch of this expansion? So I'm guessing he's asking, you know, we're in the first patch, and as an expansion goes on and patches get introduced, classes get buffs or nerfs or whatever, and he's looking for smite healing. Is that going to be a good deal? What are your predictions?
I guess it depends on how you're trying to look at smite healing. My basic understanding of the functionality of smite healing is it's going to do less healing than if you just healed, because you're also doing damage. If a priest was doing, you know, damage and equal healing as their healing counterparts, then you would just bring in a whole bunch of disc priests, because you would just be smite healing your way to victory, and that could really help on enrage timers. So as far as making it like the viable rotation, you're never going to see it that way, because then you're just going to, like I said, you're just going to stack those things. I smite healed almost exclusively all the way through the Garajal heroic kill that we did. Because wow. Our enrage timer was so tight. Like, you know, I would shield the tank, I would spirit shell the tank on cooldown, you know, mending, you know, heal as needed. But for the most part, I was doing damage there because DPS was so tight. The last time I had to do that was, you know, Ultraxian progression, because again, you know, DPS was so tight. It's one of those things that, you know, you can do on, you know, nerfed content or fights that don't really require like a whole bunch of of healing from you. You can do smite healing, I guess, but I don't think you'll honestly ever see smite healing being a very predominant, like, this is the proper way to heal with a Discrease at any point in any expansion or any tier.
It seemed like in Cataclysm there was a lot of smite healing going on.
Yeah. I mean, you could do it. I mean, if there's downtime, like Yorsaj, when, you know, the four little blobs are moving in on the boss or whatever, there's not a lot of raid damage going out. So, you know, you smite. My understanding right now is we're actually seeing quite a bit of smite-ish healing to the extent of getting the Archangel buff up. But you're never really... You're not optimizing properly if you're just smiting the entire way through a boss fight. Because if you can afford to not heal an entire boss fight, you should just drop a healer.
Right.
Right.
That's a good point.
Bring in another DPS.
Well, how does a smite healing then compare to a monk with their imminence healing? Do you think that... I mean, you didn't take your monk in for the Garjan fight, right? You had to take your priest, so...
I could have taken my monk had I thought about my monk a little bit differently and used the uplift glyph, because LOL unlimited mana. Hello. I don't know what I was thinking. But I mean, the priest was really good for absorbs just because of how the voodoo doll mechanic works. Like, you can't mitigate the damage on the other players after the tank has already been hit. Like, you have to actually mitigate the voodoo doll damage done to the tank first. So the shields, you know, the absorbs there was a really big part. As far as like flat, if you were going to do like a full out eminence versus smite healing, like on a target dummy, I think priest is going to pull out ahead, especially with lust up, simply because, you know, eminence healing, we're already at the GCD, and priests aren't, they can, you know, they can just cast smite faster. I think in comparison, priests are going to do a little bit more damage that way. Eminence is kind of wonky right now for monks, because if you're playing it how I'm playing it, at least it's the optimal way in a 25-man raid setting for almost every fight, you're basically doing like a jab-jab uplift rotation, mm-hmm. Where you're jabbing for your chi and then you're spending it on uplift or, you know, whatever. So you're going to get a lot of, you know, eminence healing if you manage your Serpent Zeal that way as opposed to a priest, because it's just kind of part of your rotation right now. But I don't know that that's necessarily intentional. Like, I think they want to try and pull us away from, you know, mixing the two together. It really should be, you know, you're either eminence healing or you're healing. And the same goes for priest. You're either smite healing or healing.
Oh, well. All right. Well, that just about does it for our topic discussion. So I think it's time for... It's time for shoutouts. So here's a shout out to all of our guildies, the Horderlies on Deathwing. Don't look us up on the world rankings. Jeez, not after the last couple weeks. Great guild, great people, and we wiped a lot, and we still had a great time in the Mogoshan vaults.
And also, I'd like to send some special shout-outs to Hearthcast, Root and Freckleface, to their show over there. It's a great show. Really casual, but a kind of unique perspective on the game. They talk about some really cool stuff, anywhere from real life to just fun little things that they find in the game. All of our listeners and Twitter followers and Facebook followers, we really appreciate you guys and the comments that you leave. It kind of solidifies what we're doing here and really makes it worth it.
I sent some hen love over to Kevin and Apsana from the Darkmoon Herald. They invited us to be on their show a couple weeks ago, and that show came out yesterday. So if you want a double dose of the training dummies this week, give the Darkmoon Herald a listen. And thanks again, you guys, for inviting us to be on your show. Affinity, do you have any shout-outs you would like to send out?
Any shout-outs? I guess to my stream, because... they're the reason why I'm on the show. You guys found me through my stream. So definitely big shout out to my stream viewers, my followers, as well as the followers of Blood Legion and Blood Legion itself.
Where can they find you if they don't know, people that don't know about your show? Where can they check it out?
they don't know, I want to know what rock they're on. No, I'm kidding. it's twitch.tv/affinitybl. It's AFFINITIIBL. I've got all of my Facebook and like YouTube and Twitter information there, but I believe my Twitter is just AffinityBL, same as the channel name, AFFINITIIBL. And my Facebook, I never go to Facebook. It's just facebook.com/affinity, again with a double I, so just remove the BL and you'll find me on Facebook as well.
I would share some 5-star reviews, but I would say some people are slacking there, so we will just move on and say that that about does it for episode number 18 of the Training Dummies. Now that we're old enough to drink and smoke. No, we're not in Canada. We can smoke, but we can't drink yet, huh?
Yeah, I can drink. I'm in Canada. I can drink.
Well, handle drink for us on this one. So be sure to check out our website at thetrainingdummies.com. And if you'd like to contact us or the show, all of our information is there at the site. We encourage you to leave comments on each and every episode. You can like us on facebook.com/thetrainingdummies. Follow us on Twitter at trainingdummies and subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. If you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to send in an email or record an MP3. That can go to the show at thetrainingdummies.com.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo!